Shin Chav Dalet Siv Gimel. Ein Goyvlim and Mulsan of Hemel Tana Goyvlim. You're not allowed to stir water into fodder for animals and birds. It's a type of leisha. This opinion holds you're allowed to put water into it. And then afterwards, Mavir Botavid or Makil Shtiva Eviv, Kivan She'enum and Maris Beyodai, Vlay Musaviv, Atavid or Makil Mut. The way you stir it up is you have the rod or the spoon or whatever you're using to stir it up with. Instead of stirring it around, you make crisscross motion. You go in one direction, take it out, go in the other direction. That shinui is enough to permit this. He's also allowed to pour it from one kli to another, so that by doing so, it will get mixed together. If all the musan is in one kli, then you're allowed to mix it up in the big kli and then split it up into smaller amounts for each behema. If he does that, he can even do a large amount in one kli, but afterwards he splits it up to the behemas. There's opinions that hold that the etzim putting the water into this fodder is an iser of lisha, and therefore you can't start the whole process. According to this more stringent opinion, then it will be permitted only if you put the water before Shabbos, and now you want to stir it up, then you have had to stir it with the shinui. But if you want to put the water in on Shabbos, that will be also according to this second opinion. And we learn in Shin Chof Aleph that lachatchila one should be machmir. Shabbos brings a chayil and says b'shas hadchak. You ask it, going to do this to put the water into the fodder on Shabbos. If the water was cooked and it's still in a clear region, you're not allowed to pour it on the musan because you're going to be in the vashel part of the musan.